Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jason Tyner. Batting second. The shortstop, Jason Bartlett. Batting third. The center fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting sixth. The DH, Jason Kubel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Redmond. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brian Buescher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Nick Punto. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Buck Bonser. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The second baseman, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting third. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ryan Garko. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Trot Nixon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Casey Blake. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Westbrook. And now, play ball. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tyner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bartlett strikes out. 1 out. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hunter hits a line drive towards the mound. Westbrook catches it and throws to first to double up Tyner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett misplays the ball. That's an error on Bartlett. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Punto fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hafner hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martinez strikes out. 2 outs. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Garko hits a fly ball into left field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morneau hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kubel hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Redmond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonser covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Buescher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Punto strikes out. One out. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tyner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tyner strikes out. Two outs. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bartlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartlett takes first base on ball 4. Buescher moves to second. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Westbrook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hafner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hafner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cuttier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuttier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lofton. Cuttier reaches second base with a double. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kubel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Redmond is 0-for-1 in the game. Redmond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garko is 0-for-1 in the game. Garko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Peralta is 0-for-1 in the game. Peralta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Buescher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buescher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Punto is 0-for-1 in the game. Punto hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tyner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tyner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Buescher moves to third. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bartlett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bartlett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buescher scores. Tyner moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Nixon throws the ball into Cabrera, who tags Hunter trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Tyner scores. Bartlett moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morneau is 0-for-2 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bartlett scores. It's Twins, 3, Indians, 3. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cuttier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cuttier hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bonser fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bonser. Lofton moves to second. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Blake is 0-for-1 in the game. Blake strikes out. Two outs. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Sizemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sizemore is walked intentionally. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cabrera is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabrera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lofton scores. Sizemore moves to third. Cabrera moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Travis Hafner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hafner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hafner hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kubel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kubel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Redmond is 0-for-2 in the game. Redmond hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Buescher is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Buescher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buescher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 0-for-2 in the game. Garko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0-for-2 in the game. Peralta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Punto is 0-for-2 in the game. Punto strikes out. One out. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tyner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tyner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Tyner. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Tyner steals second. Jason Bartlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bartlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tyner moves to third. Two outs. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Perez now pitching. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a pop-up towards third. Blake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0-for-2 in the game. Blake hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Franklin Gutierrez now playing right field. Rafael Betancourt now pitching. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cuttier hits a fly ball into left field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kubel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kubel hits a fly ball into left field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Redmond is 0-for-3 in the game. Redmond hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carmen Calley now pitching. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. he's got one RBI. Sizemore hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cabrera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cabrera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hafner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hafner takes first base on ball 4. Cabrera moves to second. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez is hit by the pitch. Cabrera moves to third. Hafner moves to second. Pat Neshek now pitching. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Garko is 0-for-3 in the game. Garko hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cabrera scores. Hafner moves to third. Martinez moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Peralta is 0-for-3 in the game. Peralta hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hafner tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Punto fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Borowski now pitching. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Buescher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Buescher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Rondell White pinch hits for Nick Punto. Rondell White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White hits a pop-up towards short. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Tyner is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Tyner bunts towards third. Blake fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bartlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Lofton. Bartlett reaches second base with a double. Tyner moves to third. Torrey Hunter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tyner tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-5, Indians. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.